The Naming of Rangi Toto by Rachel Ormsby. Once at the beginning of time, there were two islands in the sea on the east coast of New Zealand. They had no name. They were simply called the Friends. Children would paddle out in their waka and play between the rocks, and the island mountains would smile happily. One mountain let out ash and smoke, and its hot mud bubbled. One day, some men paddled out to the two friends. "Kia ora, mountains of the sea," they called. They spent the day poking and prying. Finally, to the steaming mountain, they said, "We will call you Motu Ma," meaning White Island, and they left, for they had no name for the other island. "At last, I have a name. I am Motu Ma," he sang happily. But the other island, which had no name, became sad and angry. He erupted and trudged through the sea, his lava spilling and making small islands. He lumbered into the Hauraki Gulf, stumbling blindly. There he rested as night was falling. The next day, the sun rose high in the morning sky, and the volcano awoke. Remembering his grievance, he roared with fury and erupted, spouting lava and ash high into the sky. People on the shore watched in amazement at the appearance of a new volcano. He threw lava higher and higher, but he was careful not to hurt the people. Slowly exhausted, he quietened down. Lava spilled from his crater, covering him with a cloak of red, hot, glowing ash. "Oh, where?" shouted one of the elders. "Let us call him Rangi Toto for his fury in turning the sky the colour of blood." And so it was. Rangi Toto sleeps now, but one day he will erupt again, reminding people of the meaning of his name.